And finally tonight, remembering a giant of country music, George Jones.
Just because I saw her, then went all to pieces. She thinks I still care.
It was that distinctive voice and the ability to convey heartache and sorrow in song that made George Jones a country music legend. He turned out number one singles in five separate decades and inspired generations of artists, including many of today's stars.
Well, again, I'd be lying if I didn't say I wouldn't like to be remembered. I hope I am, and I'm sure I will be by a few anyhow.
Jones began singing for tips on the streets of his hometown of Beaumont, Texas, at age 11. He first performed at the Grand Ole Opry in 1956 and recorded some 150 albums in all. The hard times he sang about often reflected his own hard living. He got the nickname of No Show Jones after years of missing concerts while struggling with alcoholism and drug addiction.
We're going home.
Jones was also married four times, most famously to fellow country superstar Tammy Wynette. They recorded the 1976 hit Golden Ring 14 months after their divorce.
It's just a golden turn.
Best-known songs was the 1980 hit He Stopped Loving Her Today, about a man who carried his love for a woman to the grave.
He stopped loving her today. It placed a rip upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving.
George Jones died today in Nashville. He was 81 years old. More about the work and life of George Jones, it comes from another well-known country singer and songwriter, Larry Gatlin. He and his brothers were among country's biggest acts in the 70s and 80s with dozens of hit singles. I spoke with him earlier today. Larry Gatlin, welcome. What made George Jones distinctive? What made him so important in country music history?
Well, first of all, he was very unassuming. We all, you know, all of us said, George, you're the best. I mean, and if not the best, my dear friend, Coach Bum Phillips, many years ago, somebody said, Coach Phillips, is Earl Campbell in a class by himself? And Coach Phillips said, well, if he's not in a class by himself, it darn sure don't take long to check roll. So that's how people felt about George. He just had that edge to his... the way he phrased things, and he'd kind of go up in his head like that. I mean, every country song I ever wrote in my life, I wrote with George Jones singing in my ear.
Really? So it was that much of a direct influence and impact, huh?
Well, absolutely. Like I say, if he's not in a class by himself, since Jones comes before R in the alphabet, that would be Marty Robbins, or P for Ray Price, or even we can go to the V's, Vince Gill. I know we turned that around. But some of those great singers like that, I mean, he is always considered by almost everyone as just the best pure country. And here's what he was. He was the most unassuming. It almost embarrassed him for us to fawn over him like we all did. But I never worked a lot of shows with him. The brothers and I mean, my brothers and my sister sang in a backup group with Tammy after George and Tammy had broken up. So most of the time I was with him would be backstage at award shows and things. But the last show we did with Mr. Jones was in Florida two summers ago at the Strawberry Festival. I went back, knocked on the bus to go pay my respects. They opened the door and ushered me in. I said, Mr. Jones, I came to pay my respects. He said, Larry, you know how much I've always loved you boys. So
that did it, huh?
You know, we lived a great life.
Well, we mentioned in our setup some of the hard aspects to that life. In addition to the struggles with alcohol and drugs, I just read, you know, he made millions, he lost millions. A lot of that heartache that he sang about was real.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, people ask me, they say, are all of your songs personal experiences? I say, yes. They're not all my personal experiences, mm-hmm. but they are someone's. And that's what songwriters do. That's what singers do. George Jones could sit there and sing the alphabet and make you think that he was singing it directly to you, and that's the only song you'd ever really want. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And you'd be crying because it was George Jones doing what George Jones did. But yeah, we have a lot of funny stories about him driving the tractor downtown. He got through mowing the lawn and just decided to drive it right on downtown Nashville, and he sold it to an old boy for $25. So we all know those stories. He did have his demons. But toward the end of his life, the last 15-20 years, Miss Nancy came in there and just, you know, I wrote her an email today that you, Miss Nancy, sweetheart, you gave some wonderful years to my friend's later life. And yeah, he had demons. We all have demons. But she kind of got him straightened out a little bit. And I think it added to his life.
That's his wife. You know, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we're all used to these days to the crossover stars. You know, musicians doing a lot of different genres. I gather he really kind of bucked that, right? He just sort of stayed with the style that he himself loved.
Absolutely, he was flat top and you know, a flat top guy in a black suit and a white shirt and a black tie, and he just, you know, he just stood up there and sang like George Jones. I've often said that I thought George Jones was the what to country music what Frank Sinatra was to pop music, or Tony Bennett or Johnny Mathis. He was just a purist. He did what he did, and he let everybody else, you know, do what they did. And he was the best at it, like I say, arguably. You know, here's the deal. If Tiger Woods puts the golf ball in the hole the fewest amount of times, he wins. That's an objective endeavor. Mm-hmm. So when you start talking about who the great singers were, it's subjective. Everybody could come in. But I think if you took a poll, the old possum would be pretty much on the top of that list almost every time.
All right. Larry Gatlin on the life and music of George Jones. Thanks so much.
God bless. Thank you.